True prophetic love, a bond that's pure and true. True prophetic love, a love that guides us all in everything we do.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The final messenger of Allah, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam has stated, Recite salat upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send mercy upon you. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to our beautiful series of True Prophetic Love. I call it beautiful because it is talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sacred love and the prophetic love for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the previous episode, we were talking about the Battle of Uhud. We learned with regard to some of the sacrifices the Sahaba alayhim wa ridwan they made for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that battle, like Sayyiduna Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Qatada bin Nu'man radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. Inshallah, today we will talk about some more sacrifices of the Sahaba alayhim wa ridwan and how they showed their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At one point in the Battle of Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was being attacked by the disbelievers, the enemies. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, who is prepared to sacrifice their life for mine? At that moment, Sayyidina Ziyad bin Sakhan radiallahu anhu and some other companions alayhim wa ridwan, they marched forward, prepared to sacrifice their lives for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they marched forward, one by one, they became martyrs. And finally, Sayyidina Ziyad bin Sakhan radiallahu anhu had been fighting courageously and bravely. He was severely wounded, such that his blessed body had descended to the ground. When it descended to the ground, in that situation, wounded by the strikes of perhaps swords or arrows or spears, is on the floor. That situation where someone unable to move, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sees this. And he commands for the body of Sayyidina Ziyad bin Sakhan radiallahu anhu to be brought closer. Sayyidina Ziyad bin Sakhan radiallahu anhu, when he is placed near the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that very moment, what does he do? He moves and he struggles his body towards the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he places his cheek upon the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And if he was a Madani Channel, he could have just stayed there. At that moment, he placed his cheek on the blessed foot of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His soul was removed from his body and he was martyred. He became a martyr with his cheek on the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Apparently, when we look at it, someone may say that, you know, why did he have to do that? At that moment, when a person is about to pass away or is about to be martyred and he's fully in the wounds of swords and arrows and spears and whatnot, At that moment, what had caused him? What was the reason for him to place his cheek on the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam command him to do that? Explicitly anywhere? Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell him, "O Ziyad, place your cheek upon my foot"? Why did he do that? I think the answer we know is out of pure love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he moves his body at that moment when he's about to pass away. He's about to be martyred. And he places his cheek on the foot of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maut ke waqt sar unke qadmon mein ho, deed hoti rahe dam nikalta rahe. At the time of death, may my head be in the feet of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May I look at him, deed hoti rahe, aur dam nikalta rahe. And I become breathless and my ruh is extracted from my body. This is how they desired death, and this is how they desired martyrdom. This is how they wanted to depart from this world. That even if they are wounded, and a martyr is, and a sahabi is already accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his martyrdom is already accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the kayfiyah, the way in which they want to depart from this world is with their cheek on the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Such were the sahaba alayhim ridwan. They were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they had these manifestations of great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were cultivated people. They were cultivated by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they loved him more dearly than anything else in the world. So at the time of his departure from the world, in Ziyad bin Sakan radiallahu anhu, he placed his cheek on the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, that is not any form of polytheism or shirk, or we wouldn't even call that bid'ah, innovation by the Sahaba alayhim wa ridwan. How can that be? This is pure love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was out of respect and reverence for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was to honor the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was their feelings. This is how they felt towards the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet unfortunately, in our modern society today, yeah, we will have people telling us, "Oh, you are exaggerating in your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." In fact, we are not exaggerating. We are just following the Sahaba alayhim ridwan in expressing our feelings for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, within the bounds of Sharia, if someone is, for example, he's celebrating the Mawlid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he's having music being played, then we wouldn't call that true love. Because the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are always necessary for us to follow. Another companion, Sayyidina Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, and he's narrating this. He says, "On the instruction of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I went in search of Sayyidina Sa'd ibn al-Rabi' radiallahu anhu and found him close to death." This is in the Battle of Uhud. Sayyidina Sa'd bin Rabi' radiallahu anhu, he said to me, meaning Sayyidina Zayd, "O Zayd, convey my greetings to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and say to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah reward you better than he has rewarded any prophet on behalf of his ummah, and inform him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, undoubtedly I sense the fragrance of paradise. Following this, convey the greetings of peace to your people on my behalf and say to them, indeed Sa'd ibn al-Rabi' says to you, know that if the kuffar reach the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whilst even one of you remains alive, there shall be no excuse accepted for this in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And saying this, Sayyidina Sa'd bin Rabi' radiyallahu anhi passes away. He's already sacrificed his life for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's wanting to convey the greetings to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is already sensing the fragrance of paradise. He has not passed away at this moment, but he's already sensing the fragrance of paradise. And then he conveys the message to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that know that if the kuffar reach the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst even one of you remains alive, there shall be no excuse accepted for this in the court of Allah. I mean, what is he saying? He's saying, as long as you are alive, no harm should come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That you should prefer to sacrifice your life over the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being given the slightest of pains. And we mentioned Sayyidina Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu ta'ala an, when he was tied at the trunk of the tree and he was about to be martyred. And how was his martyrdom? His body would be sliced off like pieces of wood are sliced off. And at that time he read some poetry and he was asked, "Oh Khubayb, would you prefer that instead of you, we have the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tied here?" What did Sayyidina Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu anhu respond with? He said, "I do not even prefer that I be resting peacefully in my house, and a thorn it goes into the direction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." A thorn, how much pain does a small thorn give when it pricks the foot of a person? Slight pain. He says, let alone you saying that I would prefer the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be here and I be resting in my house. I do not even like that I be resting peacefully and even a thorn it comes towards the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was reiterated by the Sahaba alayhim unidu, that know that if the kuffar reach the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst even one of you remains alive, there shall be no excuse accepted for this in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these were his final phrases before his passing away, honoring and protecting the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is then Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, and he said this as well. He says, "My father and my mother, فَإِنَّ أَبِي وَوَالِدَتِي وَعِرْدِي," and my honor is sacrificed for the honor of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ready to sacrifice everything. Another companion, Sayyidatuna Umara radiallahu anha, whose actual name was Nusayba. She herself with her husband Sayyidina Zayd bin Asim radiallahu anha and their two sons, Sayyidina Umara radiallahu an and Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu an, they were in the battle of Uhud and she would give water to the Muslim fighters. But on seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being attacked by the disbelievers, she immediately threw down the water skin, picked up a dagger and stood tall before the disbelievers' soldiers, the enemies, to stop the blows of their swords. And what happened? She sustained numerous injuries to her head and neck as a result. When one of the wretched kuffar, Ibn Qami'ah, the enemies, he attempted to attack the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his sword, Sayyidatuna Umara radiallahu anha, she rushed forward to shield the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sustained injuries to her shoulders. She then picked up a sword and struck Ibn Qami'ah on the chest, and it was only the two suits of armor he wore that saved him. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anha, the son of Sayyidatuna Umara radiallahu anha, narrates, a disbeliever attacked me during the Battle of Uhud, and the wound, it bled profusely. And seeing this, my mother, Sayyidatuna Umara radiallahu anha, she rushed to me, she tore a piece of her clothing, and whilst tying it around the wound, urged, "Oh my son, stand up and continue to fight." At that very moment, the same disbeliever who injured me approached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to my mother, "Oh, Umara, look, it is the same disbeliever who attacked your son." My mother immediately drew her sword and struck the enemy on the leg with such force that he immediately fell to the ground, unable to move. And dragging himself on his buttocks, he escaped as fast as he could. On seeing this, the Prophet ﷺ smiled and said, "O Umara, you should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He granted you such courage and strength that you are able to participate in struggling in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in battle." My mother replied, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kindly supplicate that we are honored to be your servants in Jannah." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made the following dua: "Allahumma ja'alhum rufaqai fil Jannah. O Allah, make all of them my companions in Jannah." Meaning who? Sayyidatuna Umara radiallahu anha and her family. And after this, Sayyidatuna Umara radiallahu anha, she would proclaim that after the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Even if the biggest calamity of this world befell me, it would not bother me in the slightest." Why? Because of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Allahumma ja'alhum rufaqai fil Jannah." Oh Allah, make all of them my companions in Jannah. Subhanallah, such a beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And when we look at this incident of Sayyidatuna Umara radiallahu anha, that she's fighting the enemy on the ground, on the battlefield. And once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he smiles and he says, the beautiful phrases that he said about Sayyidatuna Umara radiallahu anha in her praise. What does she reply with? What is her request to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? She could have asked for Jannah. She could have asked for paradise. What did she ask for? "Kindly supplicate that we are honored to be your servants in Jannah." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the following dua, which we mentioned. This is what they want. This is their feelings. This is what they are requesting from the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. These are the feelings of the Sahaba alayhi muridwan. In such a battlefield, they want to be with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. And this is not just limited to one Sahabi. Another Sahabi radiallahu anhu mentioned in Sahih al-Muslim, hadith number 489, Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu reported, "I spent the night with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I brought him water for his ablution and his other needs." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, "فَقَالَ لِي سَلْ أَسْكْ فَقُلْتُ أَسْأَلُكَ مُرَافَقَتَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ." I said, "I ask for your companionship in paradise." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam قال, "أَوَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ." Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Anything else beside that?" قُلْتُ هُوَ ذَاكَ. I said, "That is all." قَالَ فَعِنِّي عَلَى نَفْسِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Then help me by prostrating often." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is important we realize the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, the understanding towards that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ask." He could have asked for anything of this world or the next. And what does he ask for? He asks for the closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again, anything else beside that? Said, "That is all." That's all a Muslim wants from his life. That's all we should desire from everything. Closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in Jannah, in paradise. This is what we should ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what everything that we are doing should lead towards. Closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, in paradise. That should be our goal. For anyone who manages to gain this, he has indeed succeeded in this world and the next. He has attained all goodness of this world and the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, inshallah. My dear viewers of Money Channel, once again it is reiterated to us and taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that after Sayyidina Rabi'a radiallahu anhu, after he asks for this great thing, closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he then teaches him to do kathratu sujood, to prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, doing sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. It's taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would himself do sajda so often. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be faced with a hardship, or a great hardship, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go towards salah, he would go towards prayer. We should ask ourselves, how much do we offer our salah? How much do I pray? And if we don't pray, we should make the habit of praying. And if we pray, then we should offer our salahs in jama'ah, in congregation. If we offer salah in jama'ah, then we should offer nawafil. If we offer nawafil, then we should wake up for tahajjud especially. And if we offer tahajjud, then we should lengthen our tahajjud. We should lengthen our prostrations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is the most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst in sujood, as he is in sajda, may Allah give us his closeness. And if we look at this from another angle, whilst in sajda, a person is the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this sahabi radiallahu anhu, he is asked for the closeness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advises him to prostrate in abundance. If you want the closeness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, then of course following the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will inshallah bring about that. Of course it is all from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy on his slave, then that person has succeeded. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not deprive us of his mercy. And his mercy is so great that he sent the greatest mercy, rahmatul lil alameen, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to us. So we should appreciate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should value our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow his every sunnah. May Allah enable us to do that, inshallah. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel.
True prophetic love, a bond that's pure and true. True prophetic love, a love that guides us all in everything.